Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dan. I'm Cecilia Rios Murrieta, and I live in Dallas, Texas, and I am an entrepreneur. I would consider myself a serial entrepreneur. Today, I am the co-founder and CEO of Jazz Alcohol-Free Cocktails. We are a bold alcohol-free cocktail company that is trying to shape up the way that we think about drinking.
So how did you get the idea for this specific business?
Ooh, that is a very long story, but I'll try to make it short. I actually used to work in the liquor industry before I founded Jazz. I was a mezcal entrepreneur in Mexico, and I founded a mezcal brand in 2012. And that was my first business. So I started up just with my first production, brought it over to the US, started connecting with distributors, and then building my market within the West Coast. I made it all the way to Texas at one point. But in 2018, I kind of made a life-changing decision that I didn't want to drink anymore. And I didn't feel good selling something that went against my personal beliefs, or I just wasn't into it anymore. And it didn't make me feel good. So took a step back from that business and started focusing on myself. And that's when I really rediscovered what it was like to live without alcohol. And it was exhilarating. It was the best feeling that I ever had. I was so happy that I wanted to create something that could just portray that and make other people feel the same way. So that's how Jazz started.
That's amazing. So obviously now in 2024, the non-alc space is booming, right? So how do you compete in a very competitive space in this modern day?
Yeah, it's super competitive, but I think like everything, right? Like I think everywhere we look, whether it's online or in a store, there's always going to be people wanting to create new things. And right now we're in a moment where people are willing to explore different options in terms of beverages. And so we're really fortunate that there is this appetite or this thirst for something new, something different. And despite it being a very competitive environment, I think it's great because it's a brand new environment. So you kind of have to have a little bit of all of like everyone trying to do the same thing and something different at the same time. And so it's a great opportunity to learn, collaborate with your competition as well. And so I try to navigate that in a way where I see what others are doing. I know what I'm doing and what I do best. And so that allows me to put my best foot forward. But also like when I see other people like at trade shows and other brands, like we're all in this together, and it's a new category. So we're all discovering the world together. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to know that you're not alone.
For sure. So who would you say for you right now is like an ideal customer?
That's a great question. For us, for Jazz as a brand, I think we are discovering that we're mostly aligned with like a female consumer, and this is a person who wants to feel better about themselves. They feel like they want to consume products that make them feel good, but also not only like physically, but also like mental well-being, which is so important right now. And so yeah, I think our ideal consumer would be someone who wants to put good things in their body, but also feel good doing it and also look good doing it. So Jazz is non-alcoholic or alcohol-free, as we like to call it, but it's still something fun. It's a fun experience. We not only create beverages, but we create experiences through our beverages. And so I think that's a very important part of understanding and how we want to rethink about drinking is understanding that drinking is not just getting drunk. No, there's a lot more things that are involved in the drinking experience, like coming together, telling stories and creating these moments that are memorable and you want to remember. You want to be mindful when you're in those moments. So that would be our target consumer, is just someone who really wants to stay present and be mindful of what they do and what they put in their bodies.
For sure. So in terms of getting in front of your consumers in 2024, you focused on direct-to-consumer channels or retail. Like, what is your strategy for this year?
Ooh, this year, we are focusing a lot on the wholesale side. We learned a lot during our first year of operations. And we had a hypothesis. We went out and we kind of proved it. And we know that through the wholesale, we're able to reach a lot more people. I think DTC is great. It's great avenue for product discovery, for you to reach a wider audience through the online. But in our case, for beverages, the consumers typically will want to see your product physically, and they'll think about you when they're out in the stores, right? When they're out doing their grocery or they're out buying beverages for a party. So we really want to tap into that. We have a couple distribution deals going on at the moment, and we're about to close one. And so that's going to be our main focus, is just getting out into the wholesale, getting out into the retailers, doing a lot of tastings, putting liquid to lips, and having everyone taste jazz this year.
Are your tastings going to be in Dallas or around the country, or where are you, I guess, like, I'm really focused on reaching potential customers?
There's going to be a big focus on Texas this year. Texas is ready. We're ready for the non-alcoholic market. We're ready to drink differently. And I'm going to start in April doing a couple of artisan markets with a friend. It's called Vibe Artisan Market. So if you've heard of it, you'll see us in Austin. We're going to be in Dallas. We're going to be in Houston. And so we'll do that. And my goal is to also, tap into the on-premise channels as well. Every time you go out to a bar or restaurant and you ask for a non-alcoholic beverage, it's always kind of like there's some kind of friction there. And so I go out with my friends for happy hour every Friday, and it's hit or miss whether they have a non-alcoholic beer on the menu, or it's hidden somewhere in the refrigerator, or the bartender wants to make me or not a non-alc cocktail. And so through jazz, we can facilitate that not only for the consumers, but also for the bartenders and the people behind the in service who can provide that to their customers. So yeah, we're going to be everywhere this year.
Your focus is more on getting into bars and restaurants, and then maybe getting into like some grocery chains as well.
Yes. Yes. We want to do some grocery chains. We're going to talk to Whole Foods and Central Market as well. I think they have a big interest this year as well in expanding their selection of non-alcoholic drinks and alternatives. And also Total Wine. I know Total Wine is up to something. they want to expand the category. And I think it's just like, it's the moment that we're in where not only consumers, but also retailers want to offer everything for their customers. They want to offer good choices for them as well.
Right, for sure. I mean, it's Total Wine and more. So like the more is the
more, exactly. I love that.
Yeah. So I guess like in terms of getting people to buy it, right? Like you mentioned that D2C is like not really a focus, but are you available on D2C or Amazon? Like if somebody wanted to find your products, were you selling on there at all? Or what does that look like?
Yes, we definitely are available. We ship to every state. And you can find us on our website at drinkjazz.com. Jazz is spelled J-A-S. And we have everything from like a 4-pack to 12 packs, 24 packs, depending on what you need. We're about to launch a subscription model as well, because we are launching new products this year as well. So just stay tuned for that. And yeah, you can buy us direct, or once we get to your local non-alcoholic bottle shop or retailer, we will let you know.
For sure. So I guess like right now, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you currently face in the business?
I think the biggest challenge and probably shared by most of my my friends in the industry is fundraising. We are actively fundraising to be able to grow. So there comes a moment when you're over the kind of like the launch phase. You you already know like where you need to go. You're ready to expand. And all of a sudden you just need that fuel. Right. And so that's probably what's challenging right now in today's environment is just fundraising. But as long as there's a market and as long as people want your product and your product is good, I think it should be fine.
Sure. So obviously now in 2024, many companies are looking for the best use case for things like AI. So do you guys use AI in the business? And if not, like, where do you think AI can really come in and help you out in 2024?
Absolutely. I love AI. Yes. I was just talking about this with my co-founder, and I think I use AI every day now. I started with a couple prompts just for, you know, like I do a lot of our social media strategy as well. And so one day I was just like, you know, trying to come up with something to post, and that's how it began. Like I just went on ChatGPT and I asked it, hey, like, can you create a social media calendar for me? I want it to be these themes, or I want to post this post about this picture, about this event that I just did, and this is what I want to say. And so I use it a lot for marketing purposes. And right now, today, I was trying to edit a video. So I'm using like video editors as well. They can like, there's so many things that you can do today. It's just, it's insane. I'm trying to think what else. We're about to start with also using it in our kind of like our financial projections and a whole bunch of things that you can do with AI.
But have you thought about AI for like a chat, you know, like if customers have questions about the product, you know, because you are sort of like in like a new category. If somebody has questions about like, you know, ingredients or taste or things like that.
Yes, we don't have it yet, but I've seen it work in a couple of online stores. Definitely, we're going to have that on the website, a chatbot that can just guide our consumers on their journey.
That's awesome. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you got started in your entrepreneurial journey?
That's a hard one because I still learn things every day. Like I was learning earlier, this week for me has been a bit of a finance theme. Well, now that I'm fundraising. But if I could give someone a specific advice, I would just say, don't wait until you have everything ready, because if you wait until you have everything lined up or everything is perfect, then you're never going to do anything, because nothing is ever going to be perfect. As an entrepreneur and as you run a business, and I'm sure every business feels this, and no matter how big the size, you're constantly trying to improve. So you're constantly, like, subconsciously, you're going to feel like you're behind because you want to be better. And that's the drive that you should have. You want to be better. You want more sales, or you want more exposure or more engagement. And so that's always going to be a feeling. You're constantly improving. And so don't get hung up on that would be my advice.
So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Oh, I see a lot of things. We're going to be in all over Texas by the end of the year. We're going to have 3 different cocktail SKUs. We're working on another product that is not a cocktail, but more like an agave spirit alternative. And so we want people to also enjoy and like mix up their cocktails at home and for bartenders as well. And so by the end of the year, I expect us to have our line is going to be much bigger, but also hopefully you'll be able to find us at your local Whole Foods by then.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your social media handles or website, I guess, best ways to get in contact with you?
Absolutely. You can follow our brand account on Instagram at drinkjazz, and you can follow me at Be Free, Drink Free. That's on Instagram. And I'm also on TikTok as at Ceci Drinks Jazz. And LinkedIn, of course, you can follow me on LinkedIn, send me a message. And happy to connect with anyone who wants to talk about founding a business.
So, well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.